Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 30th. Overnight, we had March corn up 3¾ cents at 4.57¾. March wheat up 5¼ cents at 5.51¾. And March beans up 12½ cents at 10.02¼, right up against the 50-day moving average. We'll get the commitment of traders reports today at about 2:30 or so. It should come out. We'll have export inspections at 10 o'clock this morning. We'll get weekly export sales on Friday because of the holiday. So there's really not too much out here. Traders are still on vacation, but we were strong overnight based on the Argentinian forecast. It's still dry, not particularly hot, but dry for the next 6 to 10 days. They've had some scattered rains on the fringe areas, but not the main corn and soybean areas. So as we all know, the Argentinians are the world's largest exporter of meal. The meal led us up here today. Overnight, it was up $6.70 a ton to $307.60. The oil was up 23 ticks at $39.75. We did have a sale this morning, 23,000 metric tons of soybean oil to India, so a little bit business there. We'll close at the regular hours tomorrow, reopen on Thursday morning. Egypt bought 1.3 million metric tons of mainly Russian wheat. Apparently, the comment came out that they don't have any need for any additional purchases really through the season. So we don't expect Egypt to be much of a player out here. The Russians are selling wheat out of the reserves to keep some of the prices in check out here. Really not a whole lot of other news. Let's take a quick look at the charts. Like to see the corn close over 455. We're over all the moving averages. Take a quick look at the trend line here. Trend line comes in today around 464. So hopefully we can get up there and through that by the end of the week on the wheat. We're bouncing off the lows here. As of this evening or last night, we were up over the 10 and 20-day moving averages, and it looks to try to be making a bottom, mainly with the beans as strong as they are. The beans, we got up to 10.02¼ overnight. That's right on the 50-day moving average. The 100-day moving average comes in at 10.20, so that'll be the next real resistance area there. We've got a little bit of a trend line, but we're right at the trend line. Hopefully we can close over that today. What worries me about today's trade is that we've had these higher openings. They don't last more than 10 or 15 minutes, and then we sell off. And particularly right now, the Dow Jones looks to open up 435 points lower. It's about 55 off its lows. We were down about 500 points at one point. Now, typically, when the Dow is that low, it opens lower and then tries to rally during the day. So maybe that will help the beans if we get a rally in the Dow. But most of the other outside markets, silver's down 23 cents, gold's down $7, Bitcoin is down 2,100. So that's not particularly friendly. But the crude oil is up 53 cents a barrel, but the dollar's up 16 ticks, a little bit offsetting there. So we'll see if we can hold the first 10 or 15 minute opening highs and take those out. If we do that, then I think we can move higher. So if we're going to move higher, I expect that the meal will be the big leader out here. Funds are still pretty short the meal. We'll get today, we'll get the commitment of traders at 2:30. Right now, I've got them long 173,000 contracts of corn, short 78,000 beans, short 78,000 contracts of wheat, short 44,000 contracts of beans, short 69,000 contracts of meal, and short 6,000 contracts of oil. So hopefully we'll see something positive out here today, and that hopefully will set the tone for the week. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.